The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the show.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. I'm right here doing that poem in my head, trying to find out if today's the last of July or do I have one more day? So that's going 30 days have September, April, June, and November. So all the rest of 31?
31, yes.
Yeah, except February.
It's February, yeah.
So I have one more day.
Yes.
One more day. Okay, so it's not the last of July. You see me here saying it, trying to say it before the music finished playing. It didn't work out because I said I'm missing a day. So July 30th is a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, it's C.A. Neary, and I shall be your host for the day. The voice you heard in the background was one Wayne Neely, and he's here. We'll be talking about how hot it is. I mean, it's hot. Not no usual hot. I talk about, you know, when you have that fever and then your mouth starts smelling and hot breath. And you say, yeah, you sick. Yeah, you it hot. It hot that I bathe now and I come out of the shower and I still smell because I start sweating already. It hot, Wayne.
Yes, very hot.
It hot. I need to understand why it hot. And when we, before we was planning the show, we're going back and forth. We talk about all kind of Spanish names.
El Nino, La Nina.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I say, what does Spanish have to do with this? Little baby yes. And little stuff. And I say, when you come on, you can explain why it's hot.
Yes.
And then I want to know if this is a record of how hot it is.
Yes.
And what can we do? What should we be doing? Right? When it's hot, that means it could be a hurricane. What should we watch for? So that's the conversation today. We're talking to one meteorologist, Wayne Neely. That's what we're talking to today. And we can say, have the ramification of it being hot and what we should be looking for and how we prepare ourselves, especially as we in this hurricane season. All of that we're going to be discussing. Go ahead.
Yes, yeah. If it's hot, it felt hot, you're not exaggerating. It's really hot out there.
Last time it was hot, Wayne.
Yesterday it was the hottest temperature we had in Grand Bahama, Freeport. Freeport had a temperature of 30 is about 95 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the hottest on record. I would have to confirm that with climate, but that's the hottest temperature Freeport ever had. And this year, it's been unusual. Typically, Nassau is more hotter than Freeport generally, but what happened is there's a high pressure, area of high pressure that has for the last about 3 months, 3 to 4 months, has been stationed squarely over Grand Bahama. Mm. And the southern edge of it is over Grand Bahama, Abaco, and Bimini. So those three islands have been bearing the brunt of the heat. We've experienced, and not only them, but in the province as well. And we've also had Sahara dust. And both of those systems produce extremely hot, humid conditions with very little wind. So there's no, it's also hot, it's also humid as well. And there's no breeze to get rid of the heat blowing. So
let's slow the conversation down. First of all, you said Grand Bahama has had its hottest temperature
on record.
Yes, 95 degrees.
And
Grand Bahama is a place where they had snow before.
Yes.
So it used to being cool.
Yeah. Typically, the coolest temperatures start from Grand Bahama and then go south. As you get to Inagua and Miguana, in those places, you get the hottest temperatures. Mm-hmm. And the coolest temperatures you get in Grand Bahama. That's it. Grand Bahama, because that persistent high pressure ridge that's been over Grand Bahama for the last 3 to 4 months, and that's been stationary. So all they've been getting was heat on them.
Should Grand Bahamians be concerned?
Yes, because you have to protect yourself. You could get heat stroke. You could get, if you stay working out in the hot sun.
Nobody's work outside no more.
Oh, construction workers?
The immigrants. They're used to the heat. I mean, they're used to skak. I'm trying to say nobody's work outside no more. They still got to worry about heat stroke and stuff.
Yeah, I just passed workers on the airport. I mean, on the airport road, working at doing some work in the airport road. They working in the heat. They still have other construction workers as well. The foreman is construction worker.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of heat. A lot of people working on the heat, and So best way, I'd like color clothing and drink a lot of liquids because that will preserve you.
What about children who are doing summer programs?
They're going to experience the heat as well. And the worst of the story is it's going to be really hot because there's very little wind. If you know the typically the way a bit some of the heat that's out there, but there's no wind, so it's going to be hot and humid. So it's bearing on them to be cautious out there in the heat.
I see you mentioned this word humidity again, but I'm going to ask you what that means right after I ask. What about being on the beach? Do I got to be worrying about how hot it is when I'm on the beach?
The water is cooling factor. Mm-hmm. So I would say no. Water is a cooling factor. You go in the water.
Okay.
But yeah.
Now, you mentioned the word heat versus humidity.
Yes. The degree of heat, the hotness of the boat. I don't want to get into the scientific definition, but it's the degree of what you feel out there, what you feel on the body when exposed to direct sunlight. Mm. In absence of other factors. Mm-hmm.
So with this heat wave we experience, especially up north, I know there are times in the southern Bahamas, it don't rain.
No.
I mean, there's no rain for months.
They benefit from it. And that's why the salt industry is in Agua. They benefit from the drought. They really get, during the summer, they get drought conditions and very little rainfall. And for them, the heat wave is over Grand Bahama and the northern islands. But for the southeast Bahamas, they've been getting unusually warm conditions as well. But they've drought-like conditions. So if you're in the salt industry, it's a benefit for you because it's more salt you can harvest during the summer months. And they also been having a proliferation of Sahara dust, which Sahara dust, whenever the Sahara dust is over the area, you think it's very little rainfall comes from Sahara because the dust absorbs the moisture out of the clouds. Mm. So it inhibits the precipitation or convective activity of the system.
So we now have Sahara dust over the Bahamas.
Yes.
And that is now absorbing some of the moisture.
Yes.
That's inside our air.
Yes.
Making it more hot.
Making it more hot and less rainfall and less thunderstorms. And same, it's also New Providence as well and other islands. But the good thing is that it stopped hurricanes from forming. We've only had two so far. We have Ara and we have Berta.
Let's talk about that briefly.
Yeah.
You're saying the Sahara dust impacts hurricanes?
Yes, you won't get hurricanes forming. There's very little, a small chance of it developing during the Sahara dust. It inhibits the growth. It doesn't stop it from developing, but it inhibits significantly. And it's normal, and you can say that's normal, and it has nothing to do with climate change. Mm-hmm. That's normal. Now, what you have is Sahara dust until about around the 5th, Sahara dust starts to go away. And once the Sahara dust goes away, the hurricanes make its presence felt. So anytime after the 15th, the storm start forming and the tropical waves start becoming more active in the tropics.
So let's start hashing that out for the listening audience now.
Yes.
At this present time, June 20th-something to now, it's now July 30th.
Yes.
You're saying that we have Sahara dust, so we shouldn't expect much hurricane activity.
No. Shouldn't. And for every June and July, the average hurricane in June is one hurricane per month in June. The average for July is one. Mm-hmm. In August, the average is four named storms with two becoming hurricanes. In September, it's four named storms with three becoming hurricanes. So you have more hurricanes in the end of August and September than in June, July, for two reasons. One, the waters are still getting warmer. Water takes long to warm up. So it takes from June, it starts May, June, July, starts to get warm. By August, it starts to get ideal for temperature for hurricanes, the proliferation of Sahara dust.
So now, you meant August 15-ish. Yes. The conditions will change where we've seen more tropical storm-type weather.
Yes.
And maybe one hurricane, two hurricanes happening after August 15-ish.
Yes.
And you say, typically in August, how many hurricanes you said?
You normally get four hurricanes and two. No, sorry, four named storms and two hurricanes.
And then August moving to September. Then
September is four named storms, three hurricanes.
You from an island I call a breadbasket of the Bahamas.
Andros, the best island in the country.
Look where you got, right? You're known for farming.
Yes.
How does weather impact in
the heat? Most people in South Andros, in North Andros, and those in the islands. They practice slash and burn type of farming. And the heat, right now, the heat is bearing down on them. So most times they plant root crops that doesn't be impacted more by the hurricanes by the heat than let's say vegetables, which are pretty no for during this kind of time.
We have a caller ready. Let me engage the caller so he can ask some questions, and I'll continue my question in line on how this temperature is impacting the Bahamas in general. And I want to talk about the Southern Islands.
Sent you from the Southern Islands.
I want to talk about how this weather impacting us.
Yes.
You already mentioned Salton.
Yes.
We benefiting from there. But do Acklands and Maguana, they farm?
Yeah, they do.
What kind of crop?
Slash and burn.
Slash and burn.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to this caller. Let me do this. Guy in Radio AM, you live?
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning, how you doing?
To your guests. Now, I was told back in the 70s, Mr. Nuri, we had an English school teacher in D. Government High, Mr. Smith. And he told us back then, I believe he didn't believe in evolution, but he told us back then that as we know, the planets are revolving around the sun. And the Earth is one of the closest planets to the sun. And actually, he was saying that in actual effect, this global warming what we're talking about is being speeded up by the chemicals that man put into the atmosphere, but that the Earth is revolving closer and closer to the sun. And what the Bible spoke of about fire coming from heaven is actually talking about the sun, that eventually, not in our time, in maybe millions of years, the Earth will disappear because it will be engulfed by the sun and destroyed by heat. And we are revolving closer and closer to the sun. Every summer, it's going to get hotter. It's not going to get cooler. Have a good day.
Oh, okay. Thanks. You want to respond to that or I go to the next caller? Okay, let's go to the next caller there. Prep that call for me there, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM, you live? Okay. Hang up this one. And go ahead. No? That's not a call?
Hello.
You're live. Go ahead.
Hey, what's happening, C.A.? Good morning to you and your guests.
Good morning.
Morning.
Let me ask you a guess. We know we approaching the dry season. And when we approach the dry season, we know we have these bushfires throughout the family of islands.
Mm.
Based on your experience, what are your predictions? What should we expect in this dry season? Hang up and listen.
Beautiful question. I appreciate you.
Yeah, excellent question. Right now we go through, unfortunately, the rainfall pattern is significantly below average right now, and we speak on drought conditions. And people don't think of drought when, basically, if we have it not just here locally, but around the world. You see drought in France and Spain and Germany, and they also having forest fires. We've had drought conditions in New Providence and over the Northern Islands as well, and we've seen forest fires from Abaco and Andres for the last 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've been having forest fires, and unfortunately, that's the nature that comes with drought conditions. And as soon as the afternoon thunderstorm start, once that lightning hit a dry piece of bush, that could start the forest fire, initiate the start forest fire, and next thing you know, it's trouble. But the drought, we significantly below average when it comes to rainfall now. So most islands are now experiencing drought conditions in the Bahamas, and that's been like that for the last 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm. So we don't have to worry about the forest fires per se now because we don't have any thunderstorms per se. And after August 15th.
Yes, that's when you're going to start seeing those forest fires.
Yeah. Is there anything we can do
stop the lightning?
Not stop, like the gate.
Well, we're trying our best now. We've called the fire engine and put the fire out, but you can't stop the lightning from lightning, and the trees are going to be impacted by the hot temperatures, and so no.
It is what it is. I have a text here that says concrete amplifies heat. The government and the prior governments have had no plan for sustainable development. Concrete and tar cover every inch of the ground. I guess they want to make their point here. This one more text says, we had a teacher in South Andrews High named Mr. Brian Dean, and that said, same thing. Neely was also taught by this teacher. You know,
yeah, Brian. Mr. Brian yeah, Dean? Yeah. Great teacher of mine. He passed away recently, but He's an excellent English teacher, one of the English teachers from South Andres.
Nice. Let's talk about this El Nino. Yes. Then we go to El Nina.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, when it comes to hurricanes, and I'm going to try and make it as simple as possible.
Mm-hmm.
With El Nino, you get lower activity in the Atlantic, which is our region, North Atlantic, and more activity in the Pacific. With La Nina, you get more activity in the Atlantic and less in the Pacific. Now, this year, we have El Nino. In fact, we have something called a Super El Nino, which...
El Nino, we have super...
which is about between about 0.5 to about 1.5 degrees Celsius. And Super El Nino is when it's between 2 to 4 degrees higher than above normal, the normal temperatures in the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And that when there's heating, the heating in the Pacific, it reduces the activity of hurricane formation. It reduces the hurricanes in the North Atlantic. And this year, because it's Super El Nino, they're going for 9 named storms, 4 hurricanes, and 1 major storm. In fact, every they had one in June. They had an update in July. They also had one in June, and they went for more hurricanes in June. They've actually reduced that amount again, and they had an outlook in April, and they reduced it in June. Then in June, after looking at the season, they realized that they're not going to have as much hurricanes as forecasted in June, in April. So they reduced it in July and June.
So let me help ask a question to clarify it for me and then the listening audience. We now experience a super El Nino.
50 years.
Okay. So we're in a super El Nino. And you said when there's an El Nino, there's more activities in the Pacific.
Yes.
And less activities in the Atlantic.
Yes.
So this year that we're experiencing this super El Nino, we should expect less hurricanes?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So we don't necessarily have to be in a panic.
Yes, you have to because, first of all, with the super El Nino, you have hurricanes still forming, and that hurricane should still be a Category 5 hurricane. That can still be a deadly hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew from 1992 was in a below average season. In 1991, they had a strong El Nino, and Andrew's getting on the boundary of the strong 1991 El Nino, and they only had, I think it was 7 named storms, and the only major storm was Hurricane Andrew, and that devastated the Bahamas. It's one of the greatest hurricanes we've ever had in the Bahamas.
Okay, let's go back in terms of definition. What causes a hurricane?
Hurricane heat.
Heat. I mean, it's hot. See, that's why I wanted to talk to you.
And
it's hot.
In meteorology, everything rises and falls on something called hot air rises, cold air sinks.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, the weather systems, the rainfall pattern, the lightning and thunder and everything else falls and rise on with hurricanes. You have warm air rising. As it warm, it condenses, it forms cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And during the summer, it's extremely hot, extremely warm, and it's very moist. So with that warm moisture, you have developing, the moisture feeds the clouds. Clouds get bigger and they grow fast. They grow bigger and they become more turbulent. If the hotter it is, the more turbulent it becomes, and you get thunderstorms. With thunderstorms, you get rotation of the earth, causes circulation. With that circulation, you have warm air rising, cold air sinks, and you have a system forming. And as it rotates, it starts, the area of disturbance starts to rotate and start to move through the Coriolis force, and it starts to travel northward from its inception in particles in motion. In the northwest, where I'm flexed to the right, and that gives you a circulation, and that gives you rainfall.
Wow.
And hurricanes.
But Neely, I want to know if I need to be concerned that a big one coming.
Yes, it definitely. And me, to be honest with you, as a scientist, I'm very concerned because, first of all, they told me everything's on average. Everything is on average, and we won't know the impact of the super El Nino until August when you should get those 4 named storms. And if you don't get 4 named storms, but if August comes and you get 4 named storms, you know then that's average. That's not below average.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with September with the 4 named storms and 3 hurricanes. And you'll know determination where it's how strong or how weak the season will be when it comes to after the 15th of August when the sourdough starts to wither away.
let me ask an off-the-wall question, right? We average, usually average four, or we expect it to be average four in August.
Yes.
What if it's only two?
Then that means the El Nino pattern holds.
Okay.
But if you average four, that's trouble, because that means that the heat, because right now you have climate change. Also, people, I haven't mentioned climate change yet. Mm. You have the impact of climate change impacting the weather. You have warmer moisture air now. So with that climate change, which is caused because of climate change, the warmer atmosphere, warmer oceans.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have El Nino, which interacts, which prevents that from forming. And it causes the winds in the atmosphere to be knocked top of the thunderstorms. It's like it's fighting two forces, one against each one going against each other, and which one is the strongest one will determine who wins. If climate change holds, like I think it might have as a meteorologist, I think it might impact in some way. That means you'll have a slightly more hurricanes than we anticipating. But if the El Nino, super El Nino stays and remains true, then we'll have a below average season. But we still can have a major storm, and we just need one major storm to
just need one.
Yeah, to make it a worse season, to make it a bad season.
How is the temperature, the hot temperature in the air, impacting fishing?
Fishing?
Yeah.
It does, well, especially in the Pacific, it impacts because the colder the the colder the waters, the better it is because the warmer the waters, the small sardine and everything else, the deeper they go down because they cold weather fish. And in the Bahamas, we're in the tropics, we are used to warm air, so it doesn't affect us as much. But in those places like Peru and Chile and those places, that's impacted. Right now, they're impacted right now. And right now, their season is fishing. And this is when they have a reduced fishing industry, reduced fishing because the fishes go down deep into the water layer because the top layer is warm water, and that inhibits the growth. That's inhibit the cold time, like anchovies and sardines to being to the top of the water.
I see I have a caller here. Let me have this caller engage you. Kermit, connect that caller for me, please. Guiding Radio AM, you're live. We're talking to Wayne Neely. Go ahead, caller. I can hear you in the background. No, the caller there, but the caller ain't talking. I got to cut you off, caller. So, we have temperature change.
Yes.
Global. Yes. Some people dispute that, but and say, man, these things are natural things, right? Yeah. I'm trying to have a show on how it can impact me. What I got to be looking out for.
Yes.
Is there a Bahamian almanac? I think I pronounced that word.
Yeah, almanac.
Okay, explain what almanac is so listening audience know what I talk about. Well, and then we talk about
it. As a little boy, my mother always buy an almanac for us and a calendar. It tells you when to plant crops, certain things to plant crop, what to look for in the season. Whenever there's a full moon or other systems, also when to plant different type of crops, which season, which months to plant them in, and that's some that and almanac would gain information like that.
Okay, my mom used to say, "Look in the sky, whatever she does, right?
Yes.
Look in and look at the ants' nest building or whatever it is, and say, oh, a hurricane coming or a storm coming or see that.
Yeah.
Can Bahamians do that too and look and say, boy, look like we can have one storm coming in a couple of days, a couple of weeks.
Mr. Nui, I heard a more about growing up, working at the Department of Meteorology, we've heard a lot of people. And whenever people talk about those things, say, look, I remember one lady called, said, look, this year we have an exorbitant amount of blooming of the Ponciana plants.
Mm-hmm.
And say, whenever that happens, mark my word, you're going to have heavy season with hurricanes. You're going to have plenty of hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
That year, there was very few hurricanes.
Like this year, I had mangoes on the ground.
And they talk about mango tree. Oh, yeah, they told me the mango tree, when the mango bloom excessively, that means it's going to be an active hurricane season. They also told me when the lizard tail becomes less curled, and if it becomes very curled, it's going to be moved. And they swear by all of those methods. So, but in truth, there's no truth to any of them.
No.
No.
You don't believe in the wives' tail?
No.
I see them curly tail lizards. I just see they all over the place. I just yes. saying. Like, I can write that down. So when I call you and say, see? People in him were right. Yeah. Mangoes is all on the ground.
Dropping off, yes.
Now they have hairy mangoes. People just walk over
them. Walking over them, yeah.
They're all on the ground.
They offer you everywhere where you go. You want your mangoes?
Yeah, yeah. They're free.
Yeah.
They're free.
Yeah.
So I won't know if that can impact the hurricane season, man.
No, that won't impact the hurricane season.
I'm just asking. I see Dilly coming out now early.
Yeah, well, except with Dilly too. Yeah, yeah. Dilly, yeah, venom is abundant. I just spoke to my mom about an hour ago. Mm-hmm. She said this year, the she had an unusual amount of Dillies and sugar apple,
mm-hmm.
and said, teacher, me, watch out because that in bear of main hurricane season is going to be bad.
She's a meteorologist too.
No, she's an active meteorologist in her own way.
Yeah. In her own way.
She watches the weather channel and she have a debate with me sometimes.
That's good. But I'm glad that they at least they are old behemoths or behemoths in general,
yes,
who look at the weather, who write these things down and continue the tradition, right or wrong, at least yeah, continue right, the tradition.
Yeah, in, the, mm-hmm. in the 20s and 30s and the 1800s. So you look at those things and laugh at them now, but that's all they depend. They had, for example, they never knew a hurricane was traveling. They looked at the birds and the birds gave them an indication that a hurricane was traveling.
Mm-hmm.
If they saw that bird flying at 12 noon and they know that at 7 a.m. they're supposed to be going into the bushes and picking berries until around 3 p.m. in the afternoon and start going back to the outer keys and in the keys and where they have their little chicks. And if they see at 12 noon, they know there's a storm. And strangely enough, that's true. That might seem to be crazy. And I mentioned that in my books. That may seem crazy, but that was true because the birds sense hurricanes before you do, the animals, the ants and everything else. And another lady told me that when you see ants start packing up with things on their head and
mm-hmm.
carrying it into the nest and things, that means the hurricane season is preparing for hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
But in actual truth, there's some truth to that because whenever the animals sense storm, and God didn't give them a TV or a computer mm-hmm. to determine when they got natural senses, they got natural selection, they got natural senses determining whether there's a significant weather storm. For example, there's flooding rainfall, mm-hmm. but after the rainfall, you still see ants running around, lizards running around. They didn't get drowned from the rain. Those things are smart enough to know that they can sense the rainfall before the rain comes and start moving, preparing for it.
I'm going to ask you a question right after these two callers right now. I experienced a hurricane when it didn't rain. At all. But I won't talk about that. Right? I want to make sure my callers at least engage you.
Okay.
I want to know how that happened. They call it a hurricane. And I say, okay, the hurricane coming, they planning, they battling up.
Yeah.
And when the hurricane come, everything stripped. But there's no liquid. But I can talk about that later. Let's go to these callers. Right? Guy in Radio AM, we're live.
Hey, the week. Sure, you're seeing your guests. How you doing?
Radio, man.
Radio, man. I want your guests to reiterate for me, right, to the general public, why is the importance of not cutting down the pine forest? Because the pine forest actually acts as a natural buffer for wind conditions, and the roots absorbs the water to avoid flooding during hurricanes, and also the hills. We cut down all the hills, now it's all flat. Now when hurricane come, you ain't got no more house because there ain't no hills or no pine forests and trees to buffer the wind force.
Yeah,
your guests please reiterate to the general public the very importance of not cutting down the trees, please?
Yes, and you've seen that over the years, a lot of trees for development, and the problem is you have to balance the development with nature. And unfortunately, even the hills are cut down for to build houses and to get the curry to build the houses. And you cut down those trees, those act as a buffer. And Nassau had a central ridge central New Providence that most of that is being cut down. You can start from Garden Hills and go all the way to Howard Road and those places where they cut the hills down for development. And when the rain comes, there's no water, there's no trees absorb the water. When the rain goes into the ground, no rain, nothing. There's no trees to hold the soil together. So you have flooding,
mm-hmm.
and you have significant flooding. And you see that in many locations throughout. And in fact, we see it. And there's certain areas that never used to flood in New Providence now flooding on a regular basis. I've seen on Bay Street near Commonwealth Bank on West mm-hmm. on East Bay Street.
Mm-hmm.
I saw about a year or 2 years ago. I saw a whole bunch of technicians from Ministry of Works, and they came there with about 15, 20, 30 people, all them looking at the drainage problem, hoping last about 3 months ago, I had to go there and I couldn't pass because they had afternoon thunderstorm and rain. There was no trees to absorb the water. So you have the water going nowhere. And the water table, because of climate change, is much higher now. So you get significant flooding in low-lying areas. And that's not just in West Bay, main East Bay Street. You have that throughout Pinewood Gardens. You have other areas, locations as well. And we also build in flood-prone areas as well.
Let's go to this caller. Go ahead, caller. Garden Radio AM Live.
Mr. Nuri, New Providence and Hurricane. As we noticed in the past, the hurricanes seem to go on the Atlantic side, around the outside of Long Island, Eleuthera, Abaco, and Freeport, and things. But the majority of the population comes to the smallest, one of the smallest islands, which is in the middle between Exuma, Long Island, and Andros. There comes New Providence, the capital, where most of the population come because of the cost of living. Now, should the hurricane come up the middle towards New Providence, the capital, what is the evacuation plan for the population of New Providence? Where would we go to house ourselves? Most of the homes, most of the families are in New Providence. They have no families in the outer island. And if we do, they can't house us. Where would we have to go? Atlantis or Bahama?
Okay, thank you very much. You want to respond to that or
I get I don't think you can go to Bahama. The amount of population in New Providence is too great for. That's the problem. That's what the choice we have. That's what we have in the Bahamas. In Melissa last year, they had to move the population from the Southeast Bahamas and evacuate them to New Providence. In Irma of 2017, the Honorable Hubert Minnis had to evacuate the population from Ragged Island and bring them to New Providence. But what happens when the hurricane strikes New Providence? Well, the fortunate thing is that New Providence is impacted. It's one of the few islands that has limited impact on with hurricanes. Grand Bahama is number three on the list of all the regions, all the countries in the Caribbean and North Atlantic. Grand Bahama is number three. Abaco is now number five, and New Providence is it used to be 54, but the new listing that's coming out next week has it at 63.
Yeah.
So
less likely to less have likely a hurricane have impact.
Yes. Okay. But it doesn't mean that we won't have one.
Yeah, just less likely.
Yeah, just less likely.
We have 63 in the Caribbean.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Got to hold for a minute. Let's go to the call there. Guiding Radio AM, CA, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Nuri. I just want to make one more contribution, right?
Go ahead, man.
To the show. You realize that our ancestors were actually geniuses? Not New Providence, right, is the smallest, one of the smallest islands, right, but it was chosen as a capital base of fact on that our ancestors found out that New Providence actually got hit the least during hurricanes. How they found that out, only God will know, but they were actual geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
That's why New Providence is actually formed as a capital opposed to any other islands.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you for that contribution. Let's go to the next caller there so we clear the board. Go ahead, caller. Garden Radio AM Live.
Hi, gentlemen. Mr. Nuri, do you have any sort of relationship with Musical Plan or the Building Control Area as it relates to, I believe it comes under them on environmental health, relates to them cutting down the hills like you spoke about. So the Bahamas has got to be the craziest place in the world. We secure the dead people, we get a cemetery on it, and the people down in Mali. I don't know.
It's odd. I can tell you, it is odd.
And one other thing,
mm-hmm.
I know if you've been in a, I wonder if you would be able to say or give some advice on whether or not those community centers meet the hurricane shelter specification. Because I see there's a big, nice, beautiful building with no parking.
You know, ain't no parking. You got to walk to the community center. I go into that Nassau village, I had to park in the neighbor yard, and she come out cussing. And I said, ma'am, I only go in there because I get to, they don't give no free food today. So let me just get my plate, and I'll come and move my car. But definitely that Nassau village, there's no parking there. I can tell you that. But thanks. We're going to take this quick commercial break. Let me read this text. It says, seeing in the past 5 years or so, it has rained almost every day from April, May, June, July, August. So the almost daily rain and cool weather reduced the hot temperatures and prevented the conditions for hurricanes to form. This year, we have not had the almost daily rainfall, so I expect big hurricanes to pass through the Bahamas this year. This is the so-called quiet before the storm. And this person just giving a testimony saying before they noticed a lot of rain. Yeah. This year was a lot of rain. You know what I noticed also, Wayne? It's raining a lot but near Bahama. How come it's always wet? It always rains in the west.
It never rained by me. I in the west.
Not then. Yeah, we can talk about that when we come back. Mm. Garden Radio AM with C.A. Nearing. We talking to Wayne Neely. And we just talk about the hurricane season, El Nino, El Niña. What should we expect? What should we look for? We'll continue our conversation when we come back. Be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Wait, you know what going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, sino.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you said.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game. Keep you winning. Percy Pentagon. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game. We got you. Percy Pentagon. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at
Percy's Island Game.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it all.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Attention Island Game players. Percy's Pension Plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com.
Trafficking in persons or human trafficking is defined as recruiting, transporting, transferring, harboring, and receiving of persons by means of threat or force, abduction, abuse of power, and giving or receiving of payments or benefits with the aim of exploiting them. It is a criminal offense in the Bahamas that falls under the Trafficking in Persons Prevention and Suppression Act 2008. A person convicted of trafficking in persons can receive sentences ranging from 3 years to life in prison and fines of up to $15,000. If you think someone is a victim of this crime, call Police Emergency at 919 or Crime Stoppers at 328-8477. This message is being brought to you by the Ministry of National Security.
And welcome back. The Great Summer Escape Giveaway here. You can win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. You have your passport, Wayne?
Yes.
Yeah, I still try and get my passport.
Oh, my. I wish you good luck.
Yeah. I got to get some kind of JP to sign
you
something.
Stand a chance of winning the lottery before you get that in short time.
Yeah. It is what it is. So, but just get your Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it at that, and downstairs is busy with activity of people dropping their application thing there. Drop your entry form in the entry box of the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield and tune in to the Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. That's the Guardian Media Group Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Of course, the deadline is close. That's why it's so much
bigger. Okay.
And deadline's right around when that El Nino... The Sahara Dust thing over.
Sahara Dust, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, in August. So the deadline is to enter is August 12th, and the drawing is August 14th.
Oh.
So that's the time you need to go try to win.
Yeah.
You can escape the Bahamas when the hurricane comes around that time. And of course, when it's the Percy's Islands game, attention Island game players, Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications for mayor. If you just deposited a mere $25, you are officially in the running for a weekly salary up to $1,000. Do you have an Island Game account?
No.
You need to get one.
Yeah.
All you got to do is deposit $25.
Yeah.
And you have a chance to get $1,000 a week.
I need, yeah.
Yeah, that could do you well. Yeah, for a whole year.
Yes.
For the whole year, no. $1,000 every week.
Every year?
No, the whole year.
Every month?
But every week.
Every week?
$1,000.
Oh, I need to play then.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. You know, for a full year, application closed September 8th. So you apply now on theislandgame.com. So before we went on the break, I was asking you about dry hurricanes and wet hurricanes. About 2017, thereabouts.
Yes.
I was going to the hurricane on Fox Hill, and it didn't rain at all. Maybe some spray there. But a hurricane come blaring down, and you whoosh, 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 whoosh.
Yes.
But not a rain. But when I go outside, all the roof shingles off the roof.
Yes.
The tree on the ground, right? All kind of trees, but not a wet.
Not a drop of rain.
Not a drop of rain. What happened?
That's Irma. You had Irma. Irma was the Saudis, was in the Saudis Bahamas. That devastated places like Long Island and those. In the Saudis Bahamas. Irma was 2017.
But what happened to the water?
Some hurricanes have done water, and you have some hurricanes with a lot more wind than rain.
Mm.
And like Michelle, 2001 was a lot of rainfall with very little wind. Andrew was a lot of, in the New Providence, was a lot of wind, but very little rain.
But where the rain, hurricanes have clouds and rain.
Moisture, yeah, it has moisture.
Where did the rain go?
Sometimes, it depends on the hurricane structure is different. Some hurricanes, the rainfall, depending on the dynamics of the hurricane, you have some hurricanes have more rainfall to the left of it or more to the so central northern the southern right quadrant is where you have most of the rainfall and rain. And so if you're in the southern quadrant and the southern left quadrant, you get less rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on where you're located with regard to the hurricane,
mm-hmm.
you get more rainfall and you get more winds. The strongest winds would be in the northern section of the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And the less amount of the wind would be in the southern portion. And you also have the spiral rain bands. And it's not confirmed. Between the rain bands, there's brief rainfall and winds as well.
Okay. I was going to ask you just now. I was going to ask for preparation, rain, flooding. I just go on blank. Just when I was going to ask you, I was talking. I should have written that down when I was talking. But we're entering the hurricane season.
Yes.
Government has prepared all these shelters as
yes.
much as possible.
Yes.
Bahamians are trying to prepare themselves in terms of making sure they have enough stored items,
stored
water,
items, yes.
whatever it is.
Storm shutters. And
yeah.
yeah.
But what else should we be doing?
Hurricane insurance.
I can't afford a hurricane. I try to do medical and life. That's it. Medical if I dare life. During the hurricane, I won't be able to be buried properly. And if I get hit by a flying object, I can't afford. I only have the house insurance for fire.
Okay. The house.
Nah. But lightning is part of fire?
Yes, lightning is part of fire.
Okay, I straight that.
But you still have hurricanes and the Bahamas, I don't understand. I travel a lot to after the hurricane and I'm like the reporter. I'm like the news reporter because I go to after every island. After every hurricane, most insurance companies send me to different islands and get recollections of the people who experienced the storms. And one thing that strikes me is that don't get hurricane insurance. Mind you, their car would be insured.
Yeah.
They have life insurance,
mm-hmm.
but they're not hurricane insured. We are impacted by more hurricanes than any other country in this region, including Central America, South America, the Caribbean. every other island, we are impacted by more hurricanes than ever. We have four types of hurricanes impacting the region. We are impacted by four of those. The only other country that's not that has that same effect is South Florida, because Florida gets impacted by the same amount of hurricanes as we do.
Mm.
And you see the impact that when you go to Florida, you listen to the average, you am talking about storm shutters and prepare for storms and hurricane insurance. They talk about hurricane insurance often. But we as in the Bahamas, we rarely talk about hurricane insurance.
Because we're hurting. We ain't have that type of money. What company? Are you going to read the newspaper?
You have a
one insurance house. Company had like a 48% increase in their business.
Yeah.
I can't afford to make them rich.
Well, that's the problem with insurance. When you have a health insurance, you're telling them that, look, I'm going to become sick.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hoping that you don't become sick. So when you are well for 10 years and then 1 year you become sick so bad that you need insurance work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they're telling you that they're hoping that you don't get hit by a hurricane, but you're taking out hurricane insurance and hoping that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And a house costs $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to Abaco, gone to Grand Bahama. I've seen the entire house destroyed in 1 day.
Yeah.
And they have no way of... Sometimes the big coconut tree on top of the car,
mm-hmm.
the roof is off the house, and all the things have flooded, and people just stand in daze, and it's like they're in zombies. If mm-hmm. you look at those movies, we're just walking around in zombies, and you ask them, how are you going to get your life back to some degree of normalcy? Say, we're going to have to depend on the government of today, and that's not, it shouldn't be like that, because what you have is the government's, if you have devastation in a hurricane, I can guarantee you the government will have devastation, because their schools will be destroyed, their clinics will be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at how Lawrence and Dorian, they had the Rand Memorial impacted. Up to this day, state that is still not the way it should be now because of that same hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
You have the clinics in Abaco and Grand Bahama impacted. So they have to take money to spend in getting those infrastructures back to normalcy. So when it comes to you, your house, your $200,000, I'm being generous because most of them have $200,000.
Yeah.
And so you're going to bet that you're not going to have it. You're going to take a big chance. If you're $200,000 house and you don't have that insured, but you have a car that's worth $20,000, $30,000, fully insured and comprehensive in case that hurricane destroys your car, it doesn't make sense. Make it make sense, like I tell people. It doesn't.
My car insured third party.
Well, you still have insured, right?
Yeah.
And you're insured because if you don't insure it, the police is going to come and give you a big ticket, and at the end of the month, you pay $500 fee to the government and to the court.
Because the car helps me pay the mortgage.
Well, the house helps you live.
Yeah, but imagine they take my car and they'll take the house. And then I'd be outside and say, boy, remember that insurance you was paying? You wish you to pay your money. Yes, we need house insurance, hurricane insurance.
Just business and for cars as well, because a coconut tree would fall on your car and mash it up.
Yeah. I need to work. What I did is I chopped all the trees near my house, so there shouldn't be nothing.
Okay.
But if they had insurance for the... No, I live on top of a mountain. I worry about the roof, though.
Okay, you worry about the roof. Okay.
You think they have roof insurance for the hurricane thing?
Yeah, the whole thing. Once you come insurance cover everything.
I need that. Because shingles ain't cheap.
They ain't cheap. Roof ain't cheap either.
The roof ain't cheap.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed having you here.
It's my pleasure.
Until you come back. When's your next book?
My next book is due out in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
I have a book on Hurricane Andrew that's coming out, and a book on the personal recollection. I've interviewed about 5,000 to 6,000 persons on hurricanes.
Should be a good book then.
And it's going to be a recollection of all of those recollections I've written in that one compiled and one complete book.
Okay, when you finish that, you know, you can make a phone call.
Yes,
make a phone call.
Okay.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, meteorologist Wayne Neely. He always coming by and explain some things about hurricanes that we just don't know, that we need to know, that we need to be prepared. Is El Nino? We don't expect an active summer, active hurricane period. But when it's like that, the hurricanes be bad sometimes. Stay alert, stay watching, and tune into when he start talking, you know, and say, this is what we got to be looking out for. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.